This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss the public health issue of healthy aerobic ability among middle school girls and what a group of middle school girls in Georgia are doing about it. I'm your host, Grace Bagwell Adams, Assistant Dean of Outreach Engagement and Equity in the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, we're joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. In the fifth grade, 51% of Georgia girls have healthy aerobic ability, but that percentage falls to 31% by 12th grade. Andy, what's causing that drop?
Grace, there are several factors involved. One is that girls simply, in one way, don't have as many opportunities for aerobic activity as boys. Also, in middle school, physical education classes no longer mandatory. Many girls opt out of those classes. Another issue is just some barriers to girls becoming physically active. One is simply heat, sweat, general discomfort that makes physical activity uncomfortable. And another is girls feeling pressure to look pretty, not sweaty. And there's also cost constraints and lack of proper exercise gear and transportation. So many reasons for this, but it's alarming.
You mentioned that girls don't have the same opportunities as boys do. Do we observe the same trends in aerobic ability for middle school boys?
Middle school boys, generally speaking, reach healthy fitness zones much more than girls do. 57% of eighth grade boys have healthy fitness versus 41% of eighth grade girls. So I think it's just more opportunities in many cases for boys to enjoy physical activity and sports.
A group of nonprofits are trying to reverse this trend. What's their strategy?
The Atlanta Falcons Youth Foundation has seeded a group called Health Empowers with $4.1 million to develop a program to improve fitness of these middle schoolers. And basically, it's an interesting approach. They're letting the girls drive the ideas and the program and the energy. And this group of middle school girls who are volunteers will come up with the ideas for devising programs, and they will go out to their schools and communities across the state of Georgia next summer in order to encourage girls to get more physically active.
Andy, you talked with one of the girls who is a leader of this program. What did she have to say?
Kennedy Ward, who's an eighth grader in Henry County, she's very active, plays basketball, enjoys walking. Her role model is former First Lady Michelle Obama, who had the Let's Move campaign. And what she wants to do is encourage her peers to get physically involved. And she says that the girls come up with the ideas. And the idea is to get girls more physically active. And we know that she thinks that girls who are not physically active are missing out on a lot.
Well, just to remind us before we close, what health benefits result from being physically active?
There are several things that can come from people being active. One is just mental health improves with exercise. It also enhances self-esteem, and it can reduce levels of anxiety, stress, depression. And we know that those are certainly big issues during the COVID pandemic.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or gpbnews.org.